أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة ما لهم من الله من عاصم كأنما أوشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 27 of Surah Yunus. In ayah 25 to 26, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala extended this invitation to not only the reciters of the Quran but entire mankind, that Allah's invitation is Darus Salam, that is Jannatul Firdaus, that is the highest maqam of Jannah. And then Allah Ta'ala spoke about those who had done good. For them, Allah Ta'ala said, Al-Husna wa Ziyada. Al-Husna, Jannah, the ni'mats of Jannah, Ziyada, to see Allah Ta'ala, the tajalli, the nur of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those who had not done good in this world, and Allah describes them, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Those who earned sayyi'at, those who earned evil deeds. Today when we speak about earnings, it is only insofar as material things are concerned. But here in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about our deeds also as an earning. That a person does evil, he does ill, he's earned that evil, he's earned that ill. Jaza'u sayyi'atin bimithliha. The jaza of that evil will be its equivalence. Now this is the great fadl and karam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person does good, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala multiplies that good many folds. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmah is then infinite. But when a person does ill and evil, one is this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, jaza'u sayyi'atin bimithliha, his jaza, his recompense will be equivalent the same. Or if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala can lessen it. Or if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could forgive it. That is all the priority and the prerogative of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَتَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّا. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that ذِلَّا actually refers to a person that is disgraced. It refers to debasement in this world and of course there in the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that they will be covered with dhilla. They will be covered with absolute humiliation, absolute disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. In this world it doesn't matter that some people may seem to have honor, but that is the fictitious honor. The real and true honor is the honor that belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat, which a person will be granted in this world, and Allah Ta'ala then grants a person in the hereafter. مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. There is none that can save them from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this world again, man can have bodyguards, man can have protections in different ways. Human protection, other protections. But there, in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is none, there is no one, there is nothing that is going to be able to protect that person. كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. The third here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about, it is as though their faces are covered by pieces of the dark night. In other words, there will be absolutely gloom, there will be misery for such individuals. And here the description that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given, a night on which there is no moon, and that absolute darkness when there is no light whatsoever, that will be the gloom, the misery, the darkness that will be all around them. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala says, those are the people of the fire, whom فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and they will remain in it forever. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.